Chris Holmes works on developing consumer products and services that, by making use of his commercial marketing experiences, aim to address public health issues. He was previously leading the programme for the UK Department of Health that became the Change for Life campaign. He says that a major problem is the lack of sustainability in current public health interventions.
I think the challenge there at the moment is that we don't actually have a lot of evidence of what works. We've got interventions that have modest effect sizes on the problems we're doing. So we're really in a very creative phase of developing interventions. And those interventions need to be systemic. They need to be influencing multiple aspects of the problem at the same time. And at the moment, mainly we're delivering interventions one at a time in community contexts. And so they're not pushing, if you like, all the relevant buttons to achieve the outcomes we want. And the biggest difficulty we're facing at the moment is really sustaining those interventions so that we can improve them and develop them. Where we are at the moment is that we maybe get funding for a year. We use a significant amount of that funding to fund the fixed costs of setting up an intervention. It runs for 6-9 months. It then stops because there's no further funding. We haven't built an emotional relationship with the users of that service, nor have we developed the wealth of knowledge in order to be able to then go on and improve it. So it really is about this sustainability unlocks a number of opportunities in the way we manage and develop interventions into the future.
How do you think we can make public health interventions sustainable?
I've spent some 15 years working in commercial marketing, and then I stepped across to work in the public sector to try and apply the same ideas to social issues. And I've come to learn through both of those pieces of experience that actually we need to borrow aspects of the commercial approach, which is about emotion and empathy with consumers and issues of scale, and put that together with the scientific evidence and the behavioural science that underpins the public sector approach. And that's probably where sustainable solutions lie. And I think we do need to now find models where the interventions that we're designing themselves generate sustainable funds that continue their operation. I think the profit motive is actually a good motive. The challenge for me is the ethics by which we generate those profits and then the use we put them to subsequently, in terms of reinvesting in sustaining and developing interventions on social issues.
One of your current projects integrates IT technology in mobile phones with physical activity and education. Can you explain this a bit further?
Historically, screens have been something that has had to sit in the corner of the living room, a television, or sit on the desk, a computer. Now screens are mobile, and that gives us a great opportunity to effectively get children active with their screens. What we're seeing also from a lot of the work that's going on in terms of physical activity interventions is that the number of people who are intrinsically motivated by physical activity, and by that I mean get fun out of being physically active, is quite limited. So what we have to do is to find the things that people are interested in and design interventions in such a way that we use those interests to get them out and engaging, and they are incidentally active, effectively active purely by chance, although we've carefully designed it to be so.
Could you illustrate this with an example?
One of the ideas is, let's take the issue of nature and wildlife documentaries. Here in the UK, we've got a long heritage, obviously developed by Sir David Attenborough, of people getting very interested in wildlife documentary. But of course, that's historically been on the television in the corner of your room. So if wildlife documentary brought nature into people's living rooms, can we use mobile technology to take people back out to nature? So the idea is, at the moment that we're working up, is to develop a system that is effectively a treasure map that people can use to find locations that have been set up by organisations such as the Wildlife Trusts or the National Parks, where people can encounter interesting wildlife. So, for example, rock pools on a beach. They use the treasure map to navigate their way to that rock pool, find the animal that's the focus, and at that point we serve them on their mobile phone the interesting little bit of mini documentary that gives an interesting insight into the life and the behaviours of that particular animal. They answer some questions about that, and that unlocks the clue to the next location on their treasure map to look at. And of course, in doing that, effectively they're being more active. There's lots of different ways to tap into what people inherently are interested in, rather than us, as we do try to do at the moment, is make them interested in being physically active. And the reality is that only a small proportion of people want to do that.
Food Today, science-based information on food, nutrition and safety. From UFIC, the European Food Information Council.